Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast, a podcast all about beauty and the influencer industry. And how's it going, James?
Yeah. Hi, I'm James. And how's it going, Robert?
Yes. Very good. Very good.
Very good.
Ah, so. All right. Yeah. Episode 2. What a dream it's been so far.
Oh, God, we've had the best feedback.
How's your week been?
Well, when we're recording this, it's tax season, isn't it? So it's been miserable as every year.
Oh, my God.
Why is everything doing in January? Like, it's quiet in January. Everyone's bored of doing things in January because Christmas and then New Year, then those people have awkward New Year Christmas birthdays.
And you know what as well? Everyone just got engaged because they were just engaged in December or New Year. Yeah. And you all have to be like, oh my God, now we have to. And for some reason, there's about 50 birthdays in the beginning of the year for everyone.
And also, yeah, don't come to my New Year's party and get engaged at my New Year's party.
Right? Yeah. Ask me before. Christmas. I'll say no, but ask me.
And then you have to do your taxes. And then, listen, I don't know how, actually, no, I do now as I'm freelance, but I feel like Americans do taxes in a very difficult way.
You know what? We used to use this when I was there, and we had to do it, didn't we? Or we just used this tax service. And I don't think we were meant to, but we did. And it worked, and it was fine. And we all got refunds. Fine.
Listen, as long as you're paying those takesies.
Yeah, pay those takesies.
Oh, Robert, listen. I bought that LED mask I told you not to get, didn't I?
So listen, let's talk about this, because it's not a mask. I wanted to invest in something.
Hang on, before we get into this, I am so sorry, and I will explain myself.
Right, well, then let me explain the situation, then you can explain yourself. Mm-hmm. Because I wanted, what's it called?
Is it Dermalux?
Dermalux something, and it's like this flexible, almost like screen.
LED panel.
An LED panel that you wrap around and slide it and you sit under it with your face. I'm not a good skincare person, so I'm like, you know what, shove me under some lights, I'll be good for a while. And then I messaged James, not knowing anything about skincare. I'm like, James, do you think this is worth it? Like, this exact product? He was like, no, just get yourself one of the mask ones that you wear, you know, like the mask of the LED.
That's and not then, quite.
No, that is. That's exactly what happened. And then I'm not done. And then James messages me and is like, I just bought this. Look, it's, you know, look at this. I'm like, James, that's the one you told me not to buy.
Okay, no, hang on. Okay, let me tell my side of the story, because this is absolutely obscure.
That's exactly what happened. I don't see the confusion.
No, listen. So, I thought Robert was asking about the service in general. And I was like, at the rate we go
to get things. I said, should I buy one?
No, I thought you were talking about the service. I was like, at the rate that we can go to get these done, you may as well have one at home that you can use all the time, like a face mask that you use all the time.
Yeah, here's one.
Yeah, rather than popping in once every like 2 weeks or 3 months, however our busy schedule allows us to go and get something like that done, right?
I said, but no, I did actually clarify having one at home, because I said I've been watching videos about it.
Listen, hand on heart, I don't remember you saying you watched videos on it. I did clarify. Listen, me and our friend Ashton were gifted a Dermalux treatment at Danica Payne Aesthetics, our favourite place to go. Non-spun, we don't get non-spun. Gifted.
Yeah.
They're a very professional place where we get our filler and Botox and all that kind of stuff. I had the Dermalux infrared treatment done, which is like an invisible light, so it's not even bright red or anything like that. And no lie, I don't exaggerate. This isn't you know, there's nothing malicious behind this. My redness went down, my rosacea went down so much on my nose that I bought it.
Yeah.
In one treatment that I actually spent a stupid amount of money on this machine because nothing other than a cream that's temporary that you have to get prescribed has made my redness fade in half an hour like that has. Obviously, it's something you have to keep up with. I hope it's worth it because the results I saw within that small time were very, very good. Very good.
And now here I am, skin as red as a tomato.
You are free to come to mine and use it when you've booked in and given me a month's notice.
No, I don't want to come to your house. It's a house of lies, deceit. Then don't.
Then don't come.
You know what? It's almost like you messaging me and being like, Robert, do you think I should buy this? And I'm like, no. I'm like, James, look what I got. Actually, that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what happened.
Listen, I misunderstood what you were asking me.
Did we not say in the last episode, this is a year of doing it for me?
I can't remember what you said. God, you are cruel. Yeah, it was the year of doing it for me.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, can we just move past this?
Yeah, fine. Let's move past it because I just can't hear you lie anymore. James, listen, actually, talking about lying, deceitful, hateful people. What? Is there anything you've been loving this week?
Listen, this is in keeping with today's episode. And I got a controversial one, which not controversial, but I feel like it's poo, isn't it? It's human feckles.
A handful of poo.
Don't ruin it, please. This is Tom Ford's Lost Cherry. Mm. Now, a lot of people are talking shit about this because it's very expensive. Mm. And this was gifted to me. And the fragrance doesn't last a long time. What I will say is, if you like cherry, if you like VK cherry and Smirnoff cherry, and like a warmer, muskier fragrance. Me and Robert don't know how to describe fragrances.
Listen, we describe fragrances on personal experiences that no one else can relate to. So like get ready.
Memories that no one else has. Yeah. It's a really nice, what I call personal fragrance, where you can smell it and maybe someone's sitting next to you. Well, not what I call, what a brand describe as a personal fragrance. So I can smell it, someone next to me could probably smell it. Then like 4 hours later, you won't be able to smell it. But then like 6 hours later, you'll be like, oh, you know what? I can smell it. I just touched my neck.
So basically it doesn't stick around for long and it's not very powerful.
It does, but I think you get used to it.
Listen,
I
mean, if I'm wearing a fragrance, I want to walk in a room and I want everyone to be choking.
Yeah,
I want everyone to look very selfish. Like politely coughing into their hands because I smell.
I love your fragrance. But it's one I can wear to bed as well. And I know a lot of people don't wear fragrance to bed, but I love wearing fragrance to bed.
A lot of people, you'll be surprised.
It needs to be not overwhelming and not suffocating. Mm. So I love it. The only problem is it's really expensive, but the smell is so nice. I would pay this again for it. Because I only spray a couple. This is going to last me like a year. I spray like a couple of spots and that's it. And I go to bed.
Yeah.
And I know that's a bit pretentious, but I really enjoy it. A lot of people have been like shooting it down because it's just not that strong. But I love the smell.
If you're going to pay a lot for a fragrance, I just think it needs to be powerful. That's all.
But then saying that, I got some cheaper fragrance I absolutely love and I would prefer to wear out.
But you know what, though? Like, the way you described that fragrance, that's exactly what my deodorant does. Like, I can smell it, Robert, and the person next to you can probably smell it.
This isn't Link's and then later on, I'm like,
oh my
deodorant.
God, yeah, I have deodorant. That is not my favorite deodorant. Please don't say that.
Yeah, he thinks it's deodorant. It's just spray. And he ends up smelling like spring onion by the end of the day.
Oh, no, don't, because that's happened to me before. That was me in school. Like, oh my God. Okay, ask
but
me.
But yeah, ask I get me, it. Me. No, okay, I don't want to after that.
Ask me. Ask me.
Is there anything you've been loving? Sorry. Oh my god.
I'm gonna go with, of course, the makeup and drugstore because I was very surprised by this. I thought this would be terrible. It's the Maybelline Superstay 24-hour powder foundation, the new one. They've got a new formula. Looks like so.
Bring it close to the camera. Right.
And it's a drugstore powder. And in my mind, right, when I've used drugstore powder foundations before, they don't sit very well on the skin. They darken quite quickly, especially on an oily skin. And they always have this, like, sweet smell to them. Like, hay fever. Like, what I imagine pollen to smell like. You know what I mean? Like, this very makeup-y, weird smell. And this one is completely different. No smell to it at all. It sits on the skin really smoothly. And it just gives this instant, like, how do you describe it? I don't say airbrush because that seems unrealistic. But your skin just goes smooth. Yeah, almost velvety. You know how, because it goes completely matte and has coverage, it has this, like, velvety finish. But what I really liked about it is that you can build it up and it doesn't look cakey. It is a really, really nice, I can't remember how much it is. It's a really nice powder foundation, even for those oilier people. And I actually think it will be quite nice on drier skins too, because it's not overly, it's almost creamy, but not, it's a really beautiful powder foundation. The only thing I have with it is underneath. So obviously the top, the powder lifts up and then underneath is your, like, sponge. The only issue I would say is that the bottom doesn't have air holes. So if you're going to keep your sponge underneath, it's going to get a bit claggy in there.
Yes, claggy on night.
Yeah, but it's a with a brush, beautiful, beautiful foundation. Love it.
Cool.
Well, listen, James, I think we spoke enough today. So let's take a break and then we'll get straight into our topic. And listen, you need to open your minds because these descriptions that are about to come your way are going to be the best or the worst you've ever heard. So
yeah, you're going to need to set some time aside to sit down and play pretend and imagine.
Reflect. It's going to get strange. It's going to get just weird. Okay, let's take a break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Oh, right. What a crazy break. Listen, James, today... I don't know if we've ever spoken... That was wild. I don't know if we've ever spoken about fragrance before as an episode.
No. Listen, I've filmed 2 videos I never posted. Because the descriptions were just horrific. And I feel like the fragrance community take it very... Their fragrance is very seriously. And I feel like I'd be blacklisted forever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. So we'll keep it between us this episode, everyone. Yeah,
don't tell no one.
Yeah, if you're not into fragrance, just take entertainment from our descriptions, because they're just awful. Do you want to start?
Yeah. What should we talk about?
Fragrance.
Oh, hang on. So earlier I was talking about...
That's the plan.
So earlier I was talking about how I like Tom Ford, and I describe it as a personal fragrance, right? And there's a brand that I love called Commodity.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're known for, like, their fragrances like paper, moss, rain, you know, like single words. And they're just really, they kind of like all... kind of like the warmer kind of scents that I love. Do, I mean, right, like you can imagine right. them wearing them in an evening.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah, the evening scents.
Yeah. So one thing I love about them is I've got paper and milk and moss in front of me, which are my favorite fragrances from them. And they do three different levels of fragrance. So they do, they call them their scent spaces. And the white bottles are all personal. And it says, for me and a few I allow close.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, their second scent space is expressive. It says, for me and the many around me. And then, Robert, probably your favourite is their scent space bold, for me and everyone else. So they have these scents that you can kind of like, you can control who smells it, how far right. it kind of goes.
Right.
And that's what every single fragrance they do. They each have their own level. It's like, for example, I love paper in the personal kind of space, because in the stronger one, it's just like a little bit too choky. Like, then moss is one that I love in the scent space bold, because it is a nice one that everyone can kind of deal with.
Yeah.
But I just love that concept. I think that's super interesting. So that's it for my first kind of thing. But that's kind of how I kind of base all fragrances now, how I kind of like arrange my fragrances by what can I wear at home and not get a headache, what can I wear out with like friends and kind of like just have a nice time and
right.
still smell nice, then what can I wear to events or where the attention right. is going to be on me for a night kind of thing.
That's exactly
that's kind of how I arrange my fragrances.
Yeah, same. My fragrances, I'm very fussy because fragrance gives me headaches. Candles can give me headaches. So I choose them very wisely, and they can sometimes make me feel sick, like travel sick. Mm-hmm. I'm really sensitive to fragrance. So the first one I want to start off with has been incredibly popular everywhere. You've probably heard about it. And it's Fleur. Is it Fleur or Fleur? Fleur? P-H-L-U-R. And this is fragrance. This is a fragrance missing person. This is the... It's so hard to describe, but
it's
they...
It's weird, isn't
you
it?
You know what? They described it themselves. So let me read the thing. It says, if you could bottle the lingering scent of your lover wrapped in morning bed sheets, we imagine Fleur's missing person, other parfum set would be it. And I think it's that kind of like... It's so strange. Just everyone who smelled it... Well, how do I get back to you? There you are. everyone who smelt it, including me, the first time I smelt it, I was like, oh my God, who does that remind me of? Mm. And it's like, it's this fragrance that's so nice. And it's like a musky, a light floral musky. It's not too choky musky, you know what I mean? Where you're like...
It's not too much either way, is it?
Like, yeah, it's not too floral. It's not really too delicate. Exactly. And you know what? I always describe it as that one teacher that smelt really nice.
That's exactly it reminds you of someone, for me in particular, like a lady figure, like a womanly figure who's older, who you trusted. And that when I smelt it, I did think, oh my God, like who used to smell like that? And it wasn't anyone.
No one. It's just a really familiar smell. Exactly. Yeah, it brings back the memory. And I think it's in the name and why it's called that. Mm. It brings back a memory of somebody, but you can't quite remember who it is. It's really strange. It's a really strange thing for a fragrance to do. But that's my daily fragrance now, because it's really light. It doesn't give me a headache. It feels clean. It doesn't feel overwhelming. And one thing I like about it is it doesn't leave its smell forever on everything. Like, it's not going to be like, it's not going to leave it on my clothes. I'm not going to then smell it on the sofa in 2 days' time. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a very, it's there with you in the moment, in the time, and it just, it's beautiful. Their whole fragrances, I absolutely adore them. They just get it right. You know what I mean?
I agree. Their fragrances are very, I mentioned this before, but they come from that hub of like Naturium, Solterre, Make as well. And the Solterre body washes, And deodorants, they're like fragrances you've never smelt before. You're like, yeah, what is that smell? Like, I love it, but I've never smelt it before.
Yeah.
So when I heard about Fleur, I was like, oh my God, they must have a really some interesting fragrances.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, if you spoke about your daily one, I'll talk about my daily one. This is Byredo Blanche.
Blanche.
B-L-A-N-C-H-E. I never know whether I'm saying it right.
I think it's pronounced Blanche.
It's pronounced Balanchi. let me tell you their description, then I'll tell you mine. So they say it's a long-standing icon in the bio. No one cares. Get on with the explanation.
I hate when they do that.
So it's the smell of texture and skin, bodies slipping beneath fresh sheets, laundry baskets filled to the brim, a punch of detergent. An old hide hit softens into delicate rose through sandalwood and musk, and allure and intimacy of human touch. That's a bit much. It smells like you've just had a shower.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not that deep.
Yeah, they're going a bit too far. It smells clean. That's all it is. Like, it smells like fresh and clean, and not in the sense that it smells like detergent. I didn't get detergent from that at all.
It smells like
freshly showered skin if you used a very basic Dove soap, for example.
Right,
but without
the
Dove smell. And it is now my, after I shower, I have to put it on.
Right.
Like, it's the, I want everyone to know I've showered by smelling like Blanche.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, that's just Blanche.
Yeah, that's just Blanche. And you know what? I actually got the body wash and the soap, and they don't have quite the same kind of
I always find that, though. Yeah, but I always find that, like, I'm about to share a Byredo one with you after this. And I feel like if I had this fragrance in a body wash, I wouldn't like that. I think it's almost too strong to be a body wash, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's like you just want to get whiffs off every so often. Like,
right, exactly.
Instead of standing there sniffing my neck, you know?
Right, or if you have come up to me and sniff my neck and you're a stranger, that's what I would want you to smell.
Yeah, and you get one whiff of it. You don't, like, it's not there as you're breathing in constantly. You just get a quick sniff on my neck. The thing is, though, right, some of my favourite notes are sandalwood and musk, but I don't get that from this at all, and I also don't get delicate rose in any way, so it's a weird thing. It does smell like clean human skin.
Yes, James, yes.
Yeah. So if you like people's skin, you're gonna love Blanche.
If you love skin belts and jackets and you're a serial killer, you're going to love this one. Listen, I'm going to share Byredo as well next. And this is Mojave Ghost.
I think it's Mojave Ghost, yeah.
Yeah, or Mojave Ghost.
I've been calling it Mojave Ghost for the longest time.
You know why I really like this one? Because it reminds me of a masculine, in quotes, version of Missing Person. It's like that powdery man smell, whereas Missing Person's that powdery feminine, in quotes, smell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
And yeah, and well, they describe it as a woody composition inspired by the soulful beauty of the Mojave Desert. And it's, what the hell does that say? Derek Wilderness. I don't know what it means. I have no idea what that
Derek
means.
Wilderness.
Yeah. Powdery violet, sandalwood, warm chantilly musk, and Jamaican nestberry. None of those words.
Oh, you described that perfectly.
But I'm actually wearing it today, and it just smells like, you know what? I would smell it, I'll be like, oh, that person has a job.
Do you know what I think it smells like?
You know what I mean?
Is you're on holiday and it's around about 4 o'clock and you're sitting on a balcony and it's the sun's setting and it's orange.
Oh my God.
Everything's orange.
Yeah. No,
yeah,
you're
and
right.
You're ready to go out for dinner.
And it smells like everyone's put on fragrance, but it's not your fragrance, but everyone's put on fragrance and it smells good.
Yeah. Like everyone's going out for dinner.
That's so true.
It does,
yeah.
It's a nice, warm, kind of cozy. Yeah. But, like, not lazy
threatening
fragrance. Not, it's not Frank.
It's not threatening. But you know what? It's a nice fragrance, but it's for me, it's somewhere in between day and night, because daytime, it's quite the statement. But in the evening, I don't think it's too powerful. You know what I mean?
Powerful enough.
I
mean.
Like, yeah. I feel like this is a daytime event.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you're going somewhere in daytime.
I do feel like it's a clingy fragrance. Like, that will be on whatever I wore that day.
But you know what as well? Oh, sorry, this was gifted to me as well. Actually, oh no, the missing person and this one are the only ones that were gifted to me. But this is, again, when I went to Space NK, and the sales person was like, oh, well, why didn't you get the hair mist? Because then it kind of like hangs around. They sell hair mists that are the same fragrance.
I used it the other day. What was the one you got
me? A good idea. A blonde. Was it blonde? Or gypsy water?
No, I think it was Mojave Ghost.
No, it wasn't Mojave Ghost.
No? It was, oh, Belle Daphne.
Gypsy water.
Gypsy water.
Yeah, no, yeah. Gypsy water. And I was like, that's such a good idea, because when we go out, I will spray myself when I put my clothes on, then I'll get ready, like makeup, hair, then I'll spray myself again. And then when I put on my jacket to leave a room, I'll spray myself, and then I'll spray the back of my head for when people like hug you and stuff like that. But I feel like if it's in the hair, it will linger around a little bit more.
I feel like, you know what I mean? I feel like if you put it on damp hair and then blow dry.
Right. And you know what? Do you remember when we did on our joint channel the historically accurate The Egyptians? And they used to use like this waxy oil in their hair, because when the heat came out of their heads, it would melt this fragrance and it would let off this gradual fragrance. Same thing, but not. Yeah.
After we did that video, I was looking for a brand who did kind of like recreated that Egyptian scent that the pharaohs wore.
Couldn't find it.
So expensive. I can't remember what it was.
Really?
I could, but they are so expensive. Like, they are luxury. And I kind of get it. Like, don't mass market a pharaoh's fragrance, you know. Let's talk one thing really quick before I go into my next one. For him and for her fragrances, it's not something I ever understand. Not because I think, you know, oh, all genders can wear whatever. Of course they can. But I don't quite understand. Like, I'm pretty sure, say, for example, if you put For Him on that Mojave Ghost, people would be like, oh, yeah, that's a For Him fragrance. But if you put For Her, people would be like, oh, yeah, that's a For Her fragrance.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely unisex.
I don't really think, like,
You know what? Again, within beauty, I don't like that female male, but I think with fragrance, it's a really clear way to understand the notes of a fragrance.
The notes.
You know what I mean? Whereas if they were like, it's a very feminine floral, you'll be like, okay, so like roses, jasmine.
Right.
Whereas if you're like, oh, it's a very masculine floral, you'll think a little bit more like, I don't know.
Peppery,
like, or like cedar wood. And, you know, like all this stuff that's like, it makes it with a hint of like a floral smell. You know what I mean?
But do you look at fragrances? We obviously don't buy just For Him fragrance.
No, I have fragrances that are for her, but I wear them.
God, you love a bit Britney.
I fucking love Britney, yeah. I wouldn't wear that out though, because everyone will know it's Britney.
Yeah.
I haven't. Go on.
No, I was just saying, speaking of For Her fragrance, this is Gucci Flora.
Yeah, see, I sprayed, I smelled this and I was really surprised you liked this one.
It's sweet rather than floral.
Yeah.
And I will say the Miley Cyrus advert and their website did it for me. They say, continuing the journey for a pink world filled with pop references and kawaii cuteness, Gucci Flora Gorgeous Jasmine takes the center stage as a medium of pure joy that evolves into a cheery dreamscape. Then they talk about Miley Cyrus for a bit because she's in the advert, and there's a bit of like a Sailor Moon reference in there. But this is I would describe this as a very classic For Her fragrance. It's sweet floral, because I don't usually like floral at all. But why do we spell this? In Harrods.
You were in Harrods because we got lost.
Yeah. Yeah, weren't you looking for like one particular makeup thing?
I think so, and then we never found it. Yeah, I don't know what happened. No, we were looking for, we were going to an event that night, and I was desperately trying to look for something to wear because I didn't like what I
that
wore.
Was it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say this is like a mature sweet rather than floral, and we're not talking Britney kind of sweet. It's like a proper kind of you've gone to an event and there's sweeties in your goodie bag. And the lady talks like,
this.
If you
pass.
Check your goodie bag, there'll be sweeties. She talks like that.
If you look in your bottom, there'll actually be some sweeties.
There'll be some real sweeties. What's that brand? Godiva?
Godiva.
And they do like posh sweets and stuff.
Oh, is that what they do?
Yeah, I think so. But for me, that is a daytime fragrance if you do like sweeter floral smelling stuff.
Right.
But it's hard to describe. Let me just talk about one fragrance really quick, because it's Gucci as well, that I'm not keen on, but I bought. And that is I don't even know, The Voice of the Snake by Gucci.
Is this the one that we say smells like medicine and school?
This smells like dentist waiting room. This smells like school medicine area.
So there used to be like this cupboard. Yeah. So there used to be this exact smell when you walk into a hall when you're going to have like assembly.
Yeah.
Or like everyone in school has to get together and listen to your headmaster talk. There was always this smell, and it's slightly medicinal and clean, especially if you had like
dentist
wooden floors.
Doctor waiting room.
Yeah. It's very much that smell.
But I love it, but I could just never wear it because people are going to think I've just been to hospital.
Yeah, even like you smell like hospital. It is. Yeah. It's the smell of hospital. It's really strange.
It is. It's really
I wonder
really
if you
odd.
Can mix it with something and it might take a bit, like something sweeter and it might take
layer
off
it.
Yeah.
What made me buy that? Because that is from when we got lost in Harrods and I smelled it and we were like, that smells like hospital. And I was like, I have to buy it. Like every so often I'll pick it up and smell it.
I just want to talk about one that I really don't like. And this is a brand called Fugazi.
Oh, yes.
And this is called, I hate it. The smell thirsty. And it's like, it's green. It smells like you've cooked something and put cream and coconut in.
Oh, no.
It's really, you know what, though? My partner can wear it. It smells incredible. He put it on and I was like, oh, what is that? And he was like, is this one? I was like, oh, my God, why does that smell like gone off cream on me?
Yeah.
There's these smells. I describe them as thick smells where it's so strong that you feel like you can't breathe it in because it's like this wall
it gets
of smell.
In your nose.
Yeah, and it gives you a headache and it makes my cheeks hurt and it makes my neck hurt. And I'm so sensitive to smell. It will ruin my day. Like a candle could ruin my day, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like even just now I smelt it and I can feel like the back of my neck here getting all sensitive. Yeah. I don't know what it is. It just gives me a headache and I it's just like I don't know. I want to sniff it again to describe it, but I just can't. It's like
that brand. I had to buy their discovery kit because I was like, but there's certain packaging that makes me want to smell them before because we blind buy a lot of fragrances. Just going by the smell. And I think you could do that once you know your kind of like notes that you really
right,
like.
Exactly.
And there was about 10, maybe 10 fragrances in this sample set. After I finished smelling them all, I felt sick. I felt
the smells
like
are
hungry,
so heavy.
Sick, travel sick. Yeah,
that's
it was
it.
Horrible.
It's, you know what? This always smells like a gone-off fragrance from a man who wears like just men's fragrance. You know, it's that coppery, horrible, gone-off smell. And you spray like a coconut body mist on it. It's really horrendous. I just really don't like it in any way.
Yeah.
Fugazi, it's called. I think it's called.
Yeah, they do two. One is like a flower bomb, spice bomb dupe, which I really like. And there's another one that smells like a classic oud.
Right.
Which I really like. I'll quickly touch on, Boy Smells? Or Boy's Smell? The fragrances, candles. They do the candles.
Yeah.
And they started doing fragrances. I was very kind of gifted one. Yeah. And
I didn't
bought
know this.
One myself, trying to give it another chance. But they are all not for me.
Oh, no, really?
There's a hint of damp in almost all of them. Like wet earth, which I usually like, like in commodities moss, I really like it. But there's something about they smell like, and I don't know whether it's just because they are from a candle brand, but the candle from a set of four that I would never put on. It
you know what? To be
like
honest,
damp.
I was never a fan of their candle. Are they Kush candles?
Yeah, Kush.
I was never a fan of them. I have one of theirs, which is the what's her name?
Grace Jones.
Grace Jones, yeah. I have a Grace Jones candle because it smells incredible. It's like peppery. It's really, really nice.
And
but
it's
the rest
black.
Of them,
it's really nice to look
yeah.
At.
The rest of them, I wasn't into, to be honest.
Yeah. It's kind of disappointing because you spray them, and you're like, oh, that smells nice, and then it hits you, and it's like, and it's just damp, and they're lovely. They're lovely to look at, but other than that, it's a no.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, that is our fragrance journey we have been on. Will you join us?
Come along for the ride.
For the ride. Let us know over on Instagram. I don't know.
Yeah, let us know. Let us know.
What is it? At the Double Cleanse Podcast or Double Cleanse? At the Double Cleanse Podcast, right?
I think
so. Yeah, that's where we are on Instagram. You can follow me, Robert Welsh, on everywhere, really, pretty much, on social media. Just Google it for makeup content.
Yeah, and me, James underscore S underscore Welsh, on Instagram, TikTok, and then James Welsh on YouTube for skincare and nails now, actually, as well.
Exactly. And we will see you in 2 weeks' time.
Bye. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.